With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So hello everybody and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show, the first of 2019. Loads of stuff coming up on this week's show, but one thing remains the same. Down the other end of the line now, we're now joined by the welcome return. It's Mr. 2019 himself. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are they?
How are we doing, Ben? I like that title. I might have that.
Long way to go yet, James. Don't peek too soon. But yes, it's a normal NPL show this week. The monthly show will be back next week for the first one of 2019. That, confusingly, will be December 2018's NPL show. That's going to be awfully confusing. There is an East-West show out this week as well. More details on that one to follow, but we're hoping to get the top teams heading into 2019 from Division West and Division East on that particular show. But for this week's NPL show, we've got loads of interviews coming up. We've got a fixture preview with Andrew Simpson later in the show for this weekend's matches. And we've got a plethora of interviews. We're going to be hearing from the management at Marine, Michelover Sports, hopefully from Workington, from Gainsborough and from South Shields. So loads of interviews coming up on this week's show. And there needs to be, doesn't there, James? Because it was a pretty intense New Year's Day with loads of interesting results, let's say. None so more interesting than Nantwich Town 0, Witton Albion 1. Witton Albion definitely needed that 3 points there after two straight defeats. Nantwich didn't need that defeat, though, did they?
No, indeed. So everything I said on the New Year's Eve special is straight out the window now, because at least that, the results from this week has blown everything right back wide open. First of all, again, Nantwich Town, it's going to be really tough now for Nantwich to really maintain the pole position for much longer, especially if they get another result like that. But for Witton Albion, a huge result considering the results down the bottom end of the table too. I want to say that's result of the weekend, but it's not quite, I think.
Yes, so what that does for Nantwich obviously stayed top. However, their lead has been cut to 1 point. That's because the team in second position, that's Varsley Celtic, of course. Varsley Celtic, a great win for them, beating Hensford at Keys Park by 1-0. And also at the same time, Warrington Town are also 1 point behind the league leaders, sitting in third position. They have played a game more. They beat Bamber Bridge on New Year's Day by 2-0. So it's all been happening. What could South Shields do? South Shields stay in fourth position. They have opened up a bit of a gap, though, between fourth and fifth, which is very much welcomed for them. The gap to league leaders Nantwich Town is just your 5 points now, with South Shields having three games in hand. They do sit, though, 4 points behind Varsley Celtic and Warrington Town, having played a similar number of games. But South Shields, a good victory there at the weekend. 6-2 against North Ferriby United on New Year's Day. And joining us now, we can welcome back to the show joint manager at South Shields. Here's Lee Picton. So, Lee, a big thank you for joining us. We've got a title race on our hands, and South Shields are very much a part of it. The run of form you've been on has been superb. What have you made of it heading into 2019?
Yeah, obviously it was much needed from our perspective. We were quite a way behind the eight ball, so to speak, a couple of months ago. Like you say, we've been on a real strong run now with the last 8-9 games, and we've given ourselves a chance, and that's what, obviously, with the position we want to be in. We've still got some catching up to do with the likes of Warrington and especially Farsley, who are, I guess, are in the best position out of everybody. But going into the new year, you know, we're pretty satisfied with where we are, and we've got some big games coming up that'll you know, play a big part in deciding where we finish up in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Well, this season, a bit like last season as well, has been very much built on the home form. The home form has been immense, really, really impressive at Mariners Park. But the away form, you've started to piece that together now as well.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we got a good point away to Nantwich. I say good point, you know, on paper it was a good point. We felt that we maybe deserved to get all three on the day. We went to Lancaster as well and picked up a point, but then we've also You know, we picked up 3 points away to Whitby before that, picked up 3 points away to Scarborough on Boxing Day, which was obviously a big, big result for us. And we've now got really two really tough away games in Witten. And then we've got Baysford away, who've also got really strong home form themselves. So, yeah, if we can pick up 4 points in the next two away games, then I think we'll be pretty satisfied with that.
Now, obviously, you know, we've spoke at great length over the past few seasons, and, you know, South Shields are on this journey. This step up here into step three, it's tough, isn't it? Because there's about, you can make the case for 12 teams to make the playoffs, let alone who could win the title. I mean, what have you made of it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, no disrespect to the Evo Stick, what was the Evo Stick North last season that we competed in, but it's undoubtedly a big step up from that. And I think we found teams to be more physical, more organised, better athletically. And we've obviously, as you've already stated, we've got our own clearly defined way of playing at home, and obviously the surface that we have at home suits us massively. We've struggled to kind of adapt a little bit at times away from home. There's been other factors as well that have contributed to our poor results away from home. But I've speak to lots of people in and around non-league football who've been around non-league football for years, and you hear a lot of people saying that actually they feel that the Evo Stick Premier Division is one of the toughest leagues out there, and we're certainly experiencing that, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what's your target then for 2019? Now we're heading into this period. Like you say, you've got Witten coming up, you've got Baysford coming up, two tough games. But it feels like that even a stumble here or there in the next few months isn't necessarily going to derail the title bid, because everyone's beating everyone, it would appear. So what's your take on what South Shields can achieve in the coming months?
Well, we set a little target. After the halfway stage, after 21 games, after we played Scarborough, we've got an idea in our heads as to the number of points that we're going to need to pick up in the second half of the season to give us a realistic chance of winning the title. But you know, obviously, some of that will be dependent on how the likes of Warrington and Nantwich and Farsley Celtic, of course, how they perform as well. Obviously, Farsley and Warrington play each other this weekend, so that'll be interesting to see how that one turns out. But I think if we want to be realistic about finishing in top spot, we can only really afford to drop points in, I would imagine, four games between now and the end of the season. So it's a real tough ask, but you know, with the form that we're on at the moment and the quality that we're producing consistently at the moment, if we can keep that going, then we'll have a chance.
Big thank you to joint manager from South Shields, Lee Picton, for joining us. South Shields there beating Northobia United by 6-2. Revenge served there at Mariners Park in front of a crowd of 1,400. And a big thank you to joint manager Lee Picton for joining us this week. I did touch upon before that interview about the gap between fourth and fifth, that gap between South Shields and Scarborough Athletic. The gap is now 4 points. South Shields have played two games less. Scarborough Athletic, they lost the Yorkshire Coast Derby at the weekend. Whitby Town 2, Scarborough Athletic 0. A fantastic result that for Whitby Town in front of a crowd of just over 1,300 there at the Turnbull. Let's have the post-match reaction now from Chris Hardy. Here he is speaking with friend of the show, Paul Connolly.
Chris, it's a Derby Day victory for Whitby Town. It's been a while since we've said that. You must be delighted.
I'm over the moon, mate. Like you said, they get a clean sheet, two goals to the good, come away with all 3 points, like you said. Massively delighted by that. That was we talked before the game. We spoke about the fact that, you know, this was going to be a derby game. It was going to be a proper derby game in the respect that we needed to, you know, do first and second balls, and we needed to be organised, you know, off the ball. We need to be clinical on the ball, and I think, like you say, for the most part, that's, you know, did that and more.
And you look across the 90 minutes, it certainly seemed like Whitby wanted it more this afternoon.
Yeah, like you say, we were. I think we had big performances in key positions today. I thought Jack Between the Sticks was excellent without having an awful lot to do. But his kicking was good, his command in the area was good, which obviously gives us a good platform. The two boys at centre-half, you know, played good games along with the full-backs. I thought Leon Scott in the middle of the park was immense. Skelly was his usual self, you know, like you say, good, solid 7 out of 10. Ash Coffey up front again, give us that focal point, and boys joining in and and like you say, making, you know, a good afternoon for ourselves.
We move on to Saturday, Chris. It's Buxton away. It's a tough trip, tough place to go, but again, there's a good platform to build on there.
There is, and I think the game was very, very similar to the Gainsborough game, and obviously against Farsley we let ourselves down a little bit in terms of, I thought we were quite passive. But again, we get another opportunity because that was virtually a carbon copy of Gainsborough against another top side, where we can go into Saturday's game and we can hopefully get a springboard for bigger and better things.
So a big thank you there to Whitby Town's media team. Paul Connolly speaking with Chris Hardy, manager at Whitby Town. 2-0 win on New Year's Day, James, against Scarborough. That'll be a bit of a boost that for Whitby Town heading into 2019.
Yeah, indeed so. And not only that, a huge win with results elsewhere as well. Because but that for Scarborough, it's just been a bad winter altogether. That's 5 losses out of the last 6 now, the only win being the Workington one.
Well, yeah, you know, every team has the bump. And this is Scarborough's bump, I suppose. So at least they're not having this bump in March, April time. But they're still in the playoff positions, in 5th position. 2 points ahead of Gainsborough Trinity. An important 3 points for Gainsborough Trinity. And a great result at Causeway Lane. Matlock Town 0, Gainsborough Trinity 2. A vital 3 points, that. Stretching out beyond Matlock Town now by 3 points, 2 points off the playoff race. Let's hear now from manager Lee Sinnott. I caught up with him on Thursday. Let's hear what he has to say about the playoff race and those important 3 points there from New Year's Day. So Lee, a big thank you for joining us. A great win against Matlock on New Year's Day. You must have been dead pleased with that one.
Obviously, yes. I mean, if you look at the 3 games before, obviously we were pointless in those games, and you know, it was obviously a blip for us, and it was pleasing, you know, to get back to winning ways, and obviously going to Matlock, who have been extremely strong at home, and you know, put a really good run together. It was an examination, yes.
I mean, it shows a bit of character from your squad as well, because, like you say, those 3 defeats over the festive period, to go to Causeway Lane, Matlock banging form as well, that showed some guts to get those 3 points.
Well, that was the message that we put over to the players, you know, in the lead up to the Matlock game, because obviously, you know, we knew what they were capable of, or are capable of, and as I pointed out before, we knew we had to pass the examination first, and I thought we did that very well. I thought our defending in our own box and just outside our box was a major foundation for bringing back the 3 points.
Now, obviously, that match was out on the road, and you've got 2 home games to come, working to next Saturday. But this Saturday, there's, how can I put this? It's big, isn't it? A very big game against Nantwich Town at North Holme. I mean, how are you shaping up going into this one?
Yeah, we're shaping up pretty well. Obviously, Nantwich top of the table, isn't it? It lets us revisit the first game of the season when we're away down at Nantwich and we lost 1-0 to an injury time goal. I think it's about the 94th minute, which was, you know, disappointing from our point of view, as you can well imagine. But you know, it's the old cliche. It's another 3 points available. Obviously, the added incentive is, you know, playing top of the league as well. But I just think it's so competitive up there, Ben. You know, you're talking 10, 11 teams that have aspirations, you know, either to finish top or get into the playoffs. And I think it's an extremely tight league this season.
I mean, we spoke at the start of the season, and we spoke a month or so ago. Have you been surprised with the calibre of teams? Because, you know, I speak to managers and chairman all the time, and it does feel like there's a, you know, you came down, I think, trying to mirror what Altrincham did. But there's been there's been a fair number of teams who've rolled the dice this season, it would appear.
Yeah, you've got to say that, and not being funny. If you just look at the you know, the points on the tables, that justifies that point, doesn't it? But I mean, even at the start of the season, Ben, I mean, I'm not one of those people who says, right, these two teams should be in the top 2, or those teams should be in the top 5. Football's not like that, especially in non-league. You know, people can put good squads together, obviously, and change that equilibrium. So you know, like I said, I think everything's very much up in the air at the moment. I mean, we're only in the first week of January, aren't we? There's a lot of football to be played, and you know, there's a lot of points to be gained.
And what's the mood like heading at the club heading into 2019? Like you say, it's, you can make a case for probably anyone in the top 12, to be fair, to make the playoffs or get promoted automatically. What's your sense on where Gainsborough fit into all this?
Well, I mean, our mood is positive, as I dare say the other teams are. You know, we've had a good week's training, as you can imagine, after, you know, after the win down at Matlock. But you know, we know what we want to achieve. We know what we've got to do to achieve that. And it's very important. I would say the most important thing is that we, you know, we maintain the standards that we have been capable of this season. Yes, agreed. You know, we've had two little blips that have set us back because we popped up the table, come down a little bit, popped up, come down a little bit. Hopefully now we can go on a run like we have done before, you know, to push us up that league table and you know, cement a place in those playoff places to start with. But, you know, we have our aspirations like everybody else does.
So Lee Sinnott, manager at Gainsborough Trinity, joining us this week on the Evo Stick NPL show. Vitally important 3 points that against Matlock, James.
Yeah, again, I said it last week, Gainsborough had to start showing their potential. The right back into the playoff race, maybe even the dark horses for the title, but the pressure's there now on Basford and Scarborough.
Gainsborough Trinity have moved up to sixth position. The team who was sixth heading into New Year's Day was Basford United. They dropped 3 points on New Year's Day. Grantham Town 2, Basford United 1. Basford's away form hasn't been the best all season, and Grantham have started to piece together some excellent results, and that was always going to be a tough game, that one for Basford. But great, a great outcome for Grantham nonetheless.
Yeah, again, Grantham needed it again just to get away from that this upcoming relegation fight we're starting to see now. But Basford, you just said it straight away, the only away win they've had so far this season was to Bamber Bridge a couple of weeks ago.
Just to finish off the top end of the division, Buxton took on Hyde on New Year's Day, finished 1-1. Don't think that's any surprise. There wasn't much separating the two sides heading into that game. And both teams remain in their mid-table positions of 9th and 10th, just looming there, thinking about a push on the playoffs into 2019. And finally, for the top end, Stalybridge Celtic, they went to the West Coast of Cumbria and beat Workington at Borough Park by 2-1. So Stalybridge Celtic there completing the top end of the table, sitting in 11th on the same number of points as Hyde United, 1 point ahead of Whitby Town. Grantham, incidentally, remain in 13th position, 3 points behind Stalybridge Celtic, 2 points behind Whitby Town with a game in hand over the pair of them. And then there's Witton Albion, speaking of games in hand. They've not quite made the 30 points mark yet. They're on 29 points, having played just 21 games. So still a lot to play for Witton Albion, certainly, and everyone else above them. But let's talk about down the bottom end of the table. We mentioned Workington there and their defeat to Stalybridge Celtic. North Ferby United obviously won a hide it's nothing on New Year's Day, travelling to Mariners Park. They were beaten by 6-2. But let's talk about Workington. Workington are under new management. A friend of the show, Lee Andrews, is staying on as assistant manager. But Gavin Skelton is back for his third spell at Borough Park. And this week, I caught up with a new man at Workington. So let's hear from Gavin now. So Gavin, a big welcome back to the Evo Stick NPL show. And what's it like being back at Workington?
Yeah, obviously I'm pleased. You know, I've been there a couple of times before, about 20 years ago and then about 3 or 4 years ago. So obviously I have an attachment to the club and supporters. And it's nice to be back. It's quite fresh, so it's not... I'm quite settled back in yet. A lot of familiar faces, which helps you ease in. But I'm sure as the days or weeks go past, that I'll settle in more and more. But obviously, I've got really loads of time to find my feet. We need to start picking up points ASAP.
I was going to say, you've got to hit the ground running, haven't you? And obviously, at the moment, Workington at a bit of a low ebb, second bottom in the league table, but with games in hand. So what's your assessment of where Workington are at the moment?
Obviously not great. Obviously, we need points quickly, but I think we've still got half the season to go, haven't we? So there's plenty of time, but we've only got 16 points from, like I say, half the season 2021 games. So that league table doesn't lie. There's obviously something not quite clicking. On paper, we've got a really strong squad, I believe, and some really talented players, ones that I've worked with previously. And the confidence, which happens when you're not picked up any points, your confidence goes and you doubt yourself. So I just have to instill in the players what good players they are. And once we start clicking, if we start clicking, hopefully soon, we can go on a run. But I'm sure that's what we've been saying all season. Like I keep saying, talk's cheap. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. If buts and maybes are no good, we need to start picking up points.
I mean, what's your assessment of the squad as well? Because we've had John Walsh on a few times. We spoke to Lee as well, and it's great to hear that Lee's staying on as well as your assistant. And we've had the chairman on too. And it feels like the pieces are there. It's just injuries and to keep personnel and that kind of thing. I mean, what's your assessment of the squad?
Yeah, like I said, on paper we've got a strong squad. I've worked with some of them previously. They did great for me, and we've got some talented players that I haven't worked before, which I'm looking forward to working with. I'm not going to make any excuses. You know, people have injury suspensions. It's not ideal. We've got them coming up at the moment, but I'm sure there's other teams in the league saying the same. And you know, how do you work or make good decisions on football pitches? Lucky you get, I think. And we have to turn that round quickly. Squad, man for man, you know, you look and go, yeah, really, really strong. But like I keep saying that, it's all right saying that, we're getting to the business end, aren't we? And, you know, we need to start picking up points vitally. And it, as a group, with me and Lee, obviously we set the standard, but hopefully the players, you know, can perform to the maximum and start picking up points and then see where that takes us. But no good saying, you know, we should, we could, we would. It's time to start doing things.
And this weekend is the start of that side of things. And obviously, it's a very big game. Stafford Rangers away, travelling aside. This is one of those games which I don't think Stafford Rangers want to be playing, which could see them dragged right into this. This is a vitally important game. How's the squad shaping up going into this one?
Yeah, well, we've still got two suspended, but we've got Josh Calvert coming back into the squad, which is good, as I know Josh, and he'll give us a few options, be it in midfield or in the back four. So no, like I say, we're a decent squad. We've got a couple of people coming back from injury, which hopefully will put pressure on people. And if I can, which I'm working on, freshen things up just to, like I've said in other interviews, sometimes if you can bring people in that haven't carried the baggage of a difficult season, it can lighten the load on the rest of the players. So working hard on that. But the 16 that'll go down to Stafford will be strong. But like I said, Stafford are desperate for points as well, and it really is a case that it doesn't really matter who you play. You know, I know this league, played in it, managed in it. I know this league, on the day, anyone can, if they turn up and perform, it'll match for anybody. But we respect opposition, but we have to take care of ourselves to start with.
And finally then, Gavin, obviously, you know, your third spell at the club. I think the last time you were there, it was a very successful season. Obviously, coming down the line for the club is a brand new stadium. The future's bright for the club, certainly off the pitch. What are you hoping for in the medium and long term, but now you're back at the club?
Yeah, I think it looks like a long-term project. It's quite exciting, new ground, and we push on it. I do believe, you know, with my previous job at Carlisle, I'm aware there's a lot of talented players coming through from West Cumbria, but that's for the future, and that's exciting. But the future can be more exciting and brighter if we can get ourselves out of this trouble and stay as high up the pyramid as possible.
Gavin Skelton there, the new manager at Workington. It's a big challenge though for Workington. They still have the games in hand, but it's 7 points to safety. They've got 3 games in hand, though, over most of the teams above them. But form is form, James, and they're in the relegation zone for a reason.
Yeah, form is form, but with the results that from the weekend, I think they've got away with it a little bit. It's because, again, when we come to some of the other results in a second, there's been a massive change down the bottom end from what we were saying last week. Skelton knows the club inside out. He's obviously been there 3 times. He's a bit of a club legend there. He can get hold of some of the players from up in Scotland because he's a little spelled out. So this could be where Workington's season may come into fruition, because they're within the 3 games in hand. They could right be up on the way.
They may have a new management bounce over the coming weeks, but certainly above them, there were some interesting results, some pivotal results, some might say, on New Year's Day. Firstly, Marine against Lancaster City. Marine needed the 3 points, and Marine got those 3 points, beating Lancaster City by 3-1. The gap now between Marine and Lancaster City is just 1 point. Vitally important, that one. And this week, I caught up with Neil Young, manager at Marine. So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. A great win on New Year's Day. It's certainly spiced up the relegation battle. I mean, what did you make of the performance?
Yeah, I thought we were very good. We're a little bit in and out. You know, we beat Bamber Bridge away, went to Mickleover. You know, we're not a very good performance, although we should have got something from the game. And then obviously a tough Lancaster team who we've now played, even since I've been here over the last 3 or 4 months. I think that's the third time we've played them. They have a lot of experience. He's strengthened the squad considerably. And to go a goal down and come back and show character, that's great from the players. You know, we've struggled in terms of numbers. You know, we only had 13 outfield players fit on New Year's Day. So, it has been a little bit of a struggle, but we're coming out the other side now, and you know, we're seeing real progress.
I'm right in saying you have got Niall Cummins, who's coming from Curzon. Is that what you've been having to do? Niall Cummins is a great player, to be fair, is that what you've been trying to do, trying to get low knees to try and bolster the squad during this period?
Yeah, it's very difficult, as you know, at this time of the season to find players. Obviously, I've come up against Niall a number of times when I was at Stockport, Chester, and he's always given me problems. And when I've watched Curzon, he's always given problems to the opposition. He hadn't been playing through injury and whatnot. We've been trying to find that type of forward to help supplement, you know, the lads that we've got. You know, Danny Mitchell, because we've, you know, mainly had young lads, and at this stage of the season in the position that we're in, it's a lot to put on the young players. You know, they're still learning their development. So we thought, you know, we could get an experienced one in, which we've been trying for ages, if I'm honest. And we are trying to strengthen in all areas. A lot of work going off. Off the pitch, sorry. And obviously Niall's come in and scored 3 and 4 games, so that's been a real help to us.
Now, the last few games, I mean, you mentioned the Bamber Bridge result, which was a great result, and obviously the Lancaster result, really good result. The Mickleover, I think that could go either way, really, given how Mickleover are performing at the moment. I mean, how important is it to win these 6 pointers? I mean, you've got North Ferry coming up this weekend. I mean, it feels like you've got to try and drag as many teams in as you can, or keep as many teams below you, I suppose.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You've got to try and keep in within that pack and keep dragging teams in if you can. I mean, our biggest issue at the moment is that, you know, is that level of consistency. Apart from on one or two occasions since I've come in, I've not seen anyone who's really, you know, been much better than us. But it's been the key moments, a little bit of naivety. As I said earlier, you know, we've had some key players missing. Chris Doyle's been out he's missed 7 games since I've been here. Kenny Strickland's been out for over a month. And we're a fairly young squad, so these lads, you know, in terms of their experience at this stage of the season, in terms of what we're in, you know, is going to be key. We've now got both of them back, you know, so hopefully we'll be able to kick on. And we're obviously looking and working very hard, as I said earlier, off the pitch to try and strengthen the squad and bring some players in to help the current group.
And so what's the mood like in the camp at the moment? Because, you know, that win against Lancaster must have really boosted everyone going into this, into 2019.
Yeah, it has. Obviously, wins always give everyone a boost. It gives me a boost and gives the players a boost. You know, we've talked about the importance of making sure we don't, you know, we cut out the mistakes. We've conceded a lot of goals from set pieces, but lads are working hard, you know, really hard. You have since the minute they walk through the door. As I say, it's just key moments in games you've got to be better at. And hopefully, you know, adding that little bit of experience coming back from injury and the likes of Niall and the one or two other lads we're potentially looking at bringing in, that experience will hopefully, you know, negate those errors that we're making in key areas, and then hopefully we'll start picking up more 3 points because, as you said earlier, you know, winning games of football, as a footballer and as a management team, there's no better feeling.
So Neil Young, manager of Marine, there joining us this week. Marine still in the relegation places, James, but it's just got a lot closer, hasn't it, down the bottom end?
Yeah, I was saying, again, from what I was saying last week, they needed that result against Lancaster, especially after the Mickleover one. Stafford Rangers again, which is probably the next result we'll speak about.
Let's go to Stafford Rangers. I think this might actually be the last result that we need to talk about, actually, from New Year's Day. And you talk about, you know, Marine dragging teams in. They've dragged Lancaster City in, certainly. But Mickleover Sports have also dragged Stafford Rangers into this as well. And, you know, with the Steve Burr resignation last week, just to say for Stafford Rangers, Andy Fern and Alex Meachin, it's been confirmed, will be staying on in temporary charge till the end of the season. They've got a tough challenge, though, on their hands, because Stafford Rangers are now 2 points above the relegation zone, and actually Mickleover Sports have leapfrogged over them. Mickleover Sports 3, Stafford Rangers 2 was the result on New Year's Day. And let's hear now from John McGrath, manager at Mickleover Sports, following that win. So a happy new year to you, John, and welcome back to the show. It's been a very interesting festive period for Mickleover Sports. We had your post-match interview with the Bamber Bridge draw, and you were infused by that performance against Bamber Bridge, and that's borne fruit in the last couple of results in the league as well.
Yeah, I think the week before as well, we played Grantham and, you know, we lost 3-1. But, you know, what people don't know is, you know, we played 70 minutes with Nathan Jarman, our centre forward, in goals. Just got sent out. But performances like that, and, you know, in particular against Bamber Bridge, going 2-0 down, You kind of ask the lads a question to see if they want it and if they're ready for a battle. And the answer was yes. And you know that was a good time again on Saturday against a Stafford side who went 2-0 up against us, and you know we fought back to get all 3 points.
And what you've done with that result is it is a case of more than merrier down the bottom end, isn't it? Because you brought Stafford in, I think Marine have helped bring Lancaster in as well, and you know a good result this weekend, and you could be well and truly out of it. It's been a great turnaround the last couple of games.
Yeah, we look now at you know we've got Stalybridge at home on Saturday, and we've got Lancaster away the following Saturday, so. You know, if we can pick up any sort of decent points there and the run we're on and the way the lads are playing at the minute, you know, I fancy us, you know, against anybody in and around us.
I mean, have you got, it might be a silly question to ask, but have you got a points tally in mind to go, this is when I can relax and start thinking about next season?
Yeah, what we do is, as of the Baseford game, we played Baseford on Boxing Day, and we played really well. They beat us 2-1. So after that, I ended up setting the points tally with the boys, but only for the month of January. So we've got 6 league games in January, 4 at home, 2 away. Now I've set a kind of behind closed doors points that I want to hit over those 6 games. And like you said, the 2 wins against Marine and Stafford certainly put us well on our way to achieving that. But to answer your question, I think anything in the upper 40s, I think that probably sees you safe.
And it is because at the moment as well, you've got, like we said, you've got Stafford Rangers, Lancaster, Marine beneath you. There's a Workington factor as well. They've got the Gavin's obviously gone back to Workington. They've got the games in hand. So it is not just a case of getting yourself clear of this. It's about dragging some more teams in if you can as well.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's one of those leagues where, you know, on anybody's day, you know, anybody can be anybody. You know, we've drawn against Scarborough. You know, we've played really well against Baseford away. But, you know, we're looking at, you know, if we win the next 2 or 3 games, suddenly we find ourselves probably in the top 10, which is daft to say, but you know it's that tied from probably 10th down. So that's what we're looking at. You know we're looking at, you know, first and foremost getting safe, and then we can look to next season and prepare, and you know, keep McLaurin Sports in this league.
John McGrath there joining us here on the Evo Stick NPL show, manager of Michelover Sports. So just to confirm the relegation spots at the moment, North Derby United currently bottom of the table, 13 points from safety. It's a big mountain to climb now, it feels. There is still plenty of points to play for, but 13 points the difference now between North Derby and Lancaster City. Workington, second bottom, 7 points from safety. They've got 3 games in hand, though, over Marine, who are currently the final team in those relegation spots. They're 1 point behind Lancaster City, 2 points behind Stafford Rangers, and 3 points behind Michelover Sports. And James mentioned Bamber Bridge earlier. Bamber Bridge are 5 points now above the relegation zone. And then there's Hensford, just sitting there, 6 points above the relegation zone at the moment. But we'll discuss the relegation picture next week on the monthly discussion show. But James, any closing thoughts before you go?
It's going to be interesting, and the groundsman, not 1 game off over the Christmas period, might I add too.
Yeah.
So, and again, the crowds from the last couple of weeks, well done to all the clubs with the crowds over the Christmas period. It's getting interesting. I've just seen some of the fixtures coming up as well, some of the teams.
I mean, we'll come to those fixtures in a second with Andrew Simpson, but the one that stands out a country mile this Saturday is Fars against Warrington. Boom. Well, James Hayes from the league, a big thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week on the monthly show, and you have a lovely weekend, my friend.
No, thank you very much.
So a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, the first NPL show 2019. And joining me now is Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. Hello, Simo, how are you?
I'm all right. Happy New Year to you and everyone who's listening.
We were just talking off air then, Simo, and it's a proper boom-banger-bang weekend. Both at the top end and the bottom, loads of big matches taking place. This is great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fallen beautifully. nearly all the games with something riding on them, which is fantastic. Obviously, going into a new year, the pitch is changing all the time, and I think it might change at both ends of the table come Sunday morning after the games this weekend. So yeah, if you're looking maybe to choose a game to go to this weekend, there's loads of choice in the Premier Division.
Now let's start with the top, and currently top is Nantwich Town, and this is interesting actually, because the side you cover, Witton Albion, inflicted a bit of a blow on Dave Cook and Nantwich on New Year's Day. Nantwich looking to bounce back at North Home this weekend, very tough place to go to. We're from Lee Sinnott earlier. Gainsborough Trinity against Nantwich. Gainsborough suddenly have got a bit of momentum. Nantwich the complete opposite. Are we reading too much into it?
Well, what a massive, massive win that is for Gainsborough on New Year's Day at Matlock. Not just because they beat Matlock, who have been in great form in the past couple of months, and it was away from home as well, but also they'd had a pretty wretched December. In fact, I had a look this morning. They only picked up 4 points in 5 games during December. That, of course, came off the back of them winning Club of the Month in November. So they well and truly were cursed going into the Christmas period. They had those three straight defeats before beating Matlock. So a really important result psychologically for them. You're quite right about North Home. Kind of, it's got this reputation of being a really difficult place to go, but it's not actually been the case in the past 6 weeks or so. They've only won one of the past 5 games there, so that'll give Nantwich a little bit of hope. Just to move on to them, yes, they did lose on New Year's Day, and that brought to an end a really good 8-match unbeaten run. They're still top of the table. Of course, that gap has been closed right up to a single point now. Remarkably, though, they are one of the best travellers in the league. They haven't lost an away game since they got that 4-0 hammering at South Shields, and that was way back on September the 1st. They've been in great form away from Weaver Stadium, which obviously is part of the reason why they find themselves at the top of the table. They will need to bounce back, though. I thought they were a little bit disappointed on New Year's Day. They had a couple of chances. Witten's goalkeeper made a couple of saves, but for a side that was top of the league, I really expected them to impose themselves, and that didn't happen. They found it really difficult to break down Witten. So, huge game for both teams. I'm really interested to see how this one goes.
And we could have new league leaders. We could also see Scarborough drop out of the playoffs if results go a certain way. Scarborough Athletic currently in fifth position. Gainsborough Trinity 2 points behind them. I'll come to the big six-pointer when it comes to the title race in a second. But it feels like a big game at the Flamingoland Stadium between Scarborough and Hensford. Hensford have got that, could potentially have that new management bounce heading into this one as well. I mean, Scarborough, they have to, it's a bit like Workington, they just have to get a win, don't they, soon?
They need a win from somewhere, absolutely, desperately. Lost 5 of the past 6, I think you can say that's a long enough sequence now for it to be a little bit more than a blip. Of course, the most recent of those defeats was probably the hardest to take, going down 2-0 against their local rivals Whitby on New Year's Day. That would have been a real crushing blow for Scarborough, and they really need to arrest this slide. I've been watching the interview that Steve Kittrick did after the game on New Year's Day, and it's a little bit alarming. You know, he's kind of saying, I don't know what's going wrong, I can't put my finger on what's going wrong. He's tried to instigate a little bit of a change of mood this week by moving out his assistant manager Mark Hume, and we'll wait to see who he brings in. So he's trying to get some sort of reaction. Maybe a couple of weeks ago, a game at home to Hensford would have been one that you'd quite like to have had to try and kind of kickstart a run of wins. But like you say, they've had that change. They pushed Farsley hard, didn't they, on New Year's Day, and only lost 1-0. So Nicky Eden's got a lot of work to do, because in the kind of wider context, Hensford are very much on the slide. They lost 5 of the past 6 games, now in the bottom half of the table, and now probably looking over their shoulders a little bit about what's going on below them. So it's a big game for them as well, but they'll be encouraged. So, you know, if they can take the lead against a team that's low on confidence and has got into a bit of a rut, then that could be really, really interesting on Saturday.
Above Scarborough is South Shields. We'll come back to the South Shields match with Witten at the end, for obvious reasons. It's a big finale, isn't it, Simo? So we'll come to that at the end of the show. But Farsley Celtic taking on Warrington. Sorry, did I say that clearly enough? Farsley Celtic, everyone, taking on Warrington. Second against third. The winners potentially could go 5 o'clock on Saturday, top of the division. It's a big game, this one.
At the risk of outrageous journalistic hyperbole, I think this might be the biggest game of the season so far in the Premier Division. But neither manager will thank me for saying that, and I appreciate that. But they're the two informed teams in the league. Farsley have won 9 games in a row, only lost once at home this season. But Warrington, well, they're the best away team in the league, best away record in the league. And they've won 7 matches in a row, including 4 of the past 5 away from Cantilever Park. Whichever way you kind of slice the numbers on this, it is probably the 2 best teams in the league at the moment going head to head. I don't think it'll decide anything as such, but psychologically, certainly if one of those brilliant runs comes to an end, that'd be quite interesting. How on earth can you separate between them? The obvious thing would be suggesting it might be a draw. Farsley did win the previous meeting between them 2-0, but that was way back on the opening day of the season. I think it's safe to say that Warrington have certainly improved since then. Farsley, to be fair, also probably would say the same. You know, this is clearly the match to pick if you're looking for one to watch in the Premier Division this weekend, and I can't wait to see which way it goes.
And plus 26 goals each, which is quite remarkable considering it's proper chalk and cheese, isn't it? Because Farsley have got that plus 26 through scoring goals, Warrington very much through keeping the goals out. So it's an interesting contest.
Yeah, definitely. I know I've been lucky enough to see both of them in the past week or so. They've both been to Wincham Park. They both won at Wincham Park. They both won at Wincham Park by scoring goals right at the end of the game. But you're quite right. 2 very different performances. It was really, really impressive, Warrington. They were excellent in the first half and actually could have put the game out of Witten's reach that day. Witten did improve in the second half, and in the end it needed a late goal from Jack McCrath to get Town the point. Farsley was completely different, but to be fair to them, they came up here with 4 or 5 players missing, including Jimmy Spencer, who's probably been their player of the year so far. They made really hard work of it. They were behind twice against Witten, and to be fair, were a little bit lucky to get away with a win, but Nathan Cartman pops up right at the end with a goal. And what you did learn that day was they didn't panic. They were behind the twice, but they didn't panic. They stayed calm, and they knew they had the class up front. If they had an opportunity, that they would take it. And that's exactly what Cartman did. He was barely noticeable during the game. One chance, brilliant finish. Thank you very much. And that is why Farsley are where they are in the table.
I've respected both managers by not inviting them on this week. Whoever wins, we'll get them on. If it's a draw, we'll get both of them on. I think that's fair. On next week.
That's fair.
But yes, let's talk about the teams just outside the playoff race now, which is quite remarkable. We've got to this stage. That's what the festive period can do. At the moment, Basford United are 3 points behind Gainsborough Trinity, sitting in 7th, and they're 5 points behind Scarborough Athletic. Basford this weekend hosts Hyde United, who are part of that mid-table pack, whilst Buxton are hosting Whitby Town. And then there's that intriguing game between Lancaster City and Matlock. We'll come back to Lancaster in a second or two. This series of matches here feels very, very important for deciding who's going to enter 2019 with a bit of momentum towards pushing for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, just to touch on Basford, on a similar slide to Scarborough, lost 4 of the past 5 games, which is slightly concerning, but most of them have been away from home. Their fantastic home record, which we've talked about often this season, remains in place, although they did have that blip of losing to Warrington last Saturday. Warrington won 3-2 at Basford, great result for them. That did actually end a sequence of 10 successive wins for Basford at home, so they'll be glad to be back there this weekend. But they taking on the Hyde team that's found a little bit of form. I mean, they've only lost 1 of the past 6. Not as strong away from home, perhaps, and they had 2 really tough games over Christmas Hyde. They had 2 draws against Stalybridge and Buxton. But they are in the conversation, so this is a big game for them. And if they can kind of pile more woe on Basford, then it'll put them in a really good position. Buxton and Whitby was the other one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Buxton just lost a little bit of that kind of form at home, which had served them so well earlier in the season. They only lost 1 of the past 5, only won 1 of the past 5 at Sylvans, which is a slight concern. Whitby, kind of similar to what I've seen with Whitton. They've had an absolutely wretched run of fixtures, but they've actually done pretty well. You know, they had that great win against Scarborough, which we've mentioned. They also beat Gainsborough at home just before Christmas. And either side of that, they did lose at Farsley, and they lost just before Christmas at home to Matlock. That's a really tough run of games for them, but they will be, I have confidence, sky high after winning on New Year's Day. So they may cause a little bit of a surprise here and put one over Buxton, I think.
Now let's talk about the bottom end. We mentioned the Lancaster City v Matlock Town match there as well. I mean, Matlock certainly involved in the playoff race. Little bump in the road on New Year's Day, but a lot of teams have been beaten by Gainsborough this season. So Lancaster City all of a sudden find themselves in the relegation battle. Northferby United taking on Marine this weekend. Neil Young was on the show earlier. Marine have been third bottom for ages, but because of Marine, because of Michelover Sports as well, they've dragged in some teams, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, these just to start with Lancaster, I would be pretty worried about that. And they've lost three of the past four, okay, but two of those defeats were against teams below them in the table. They lost 2-0 against Workington and also lost 3-1 at Marine on New Year's Day, which is a huge blow for them because, like you say, that's kind of dragged them in and it's also closed the gap of those teams below them. You're quite right about Matlock. You know, they'll be disappointed to have lost against Gaines, but you have to, again, you have to put it in that wider context. They've been on a fantastic run of four in the past few months, which we've repeatedly touched on. So they'll be looking to bounce back quickly. Lancaster have also had the blow this week of losing one of their most experienced players, Craig Stanley, who signed for Kettering. So that's a bit of a blow, that, for Mark Fell, to lose that know-how, particularly when you're trying to kind of arrest a poor run of results. They'll definitely be looking over their shoulder. And they should, because Marine have had a good 7 to 10 days or so, haven't they? And it's coincided with the loan signing of Niall Cummins. They've won two of the past three, and he's scored in both of the games that they've won. Now, initially, it's only a month-long loan from Curzon Ashton, but if they can eke a few more goals out of him in the next couple of weeks, that could be so important in terms of them putting together a run that keeps them in the Premier Division. I don't know if there's any prospect of them extending the loan. We'll have to see. I mean, the kind of mood music seems to be that Cummins is very much in Curzon Ashton's plans and will go back there. So I don't think it's a possibility to keep him for much longer. So that it's really important they kind of capitalise on that little run of form that he's had. I mean, everybody's beating North Ferriby at the moment. They have to win this game on Saturday. If they do, that's three wins from four. I think if they do win, they'll find themselves outside of the bottom three going into the next game as well. So that's a little carrot for them to win this weekend.
Who will be taking Marine's place then, if that's the case?
Yeah.
Stafford Rangers taking on Workington. We heard from Gavin Skelton earlier. This is Stafford Rangers. It's all just talk about how things can change in the blink of an eye. A couple of weeks ago, we're talking about them winning 4-1 against Hensford.
Yeah.
And Steve Burr leaves, and now we're talking about them in the same guise of talking about relegation. I mean, this is quite a turnaround, and you know, momentum can work the other way, can't it?
Yeah, it seems to be applying here. They've lost every game since that big derby win, which is a concern. And of course, on New Year's Day, they were 2-0 up away to Mickleover and looking like they were going to kind of get off to the new year with a great result, and then went on to lose 3-2, which is a huge blow to confidence there. They're in wretched form at Marston Road as well. They've only won one of the past eight games there, and that was that game against Hensford. What they have done this week is they've tried to kind of send out a reassuring message by saying that Andy Fern and Alex Meacham will be in charge for the rest of the season. They have been part of Steve Burr's team, so there's that kind of continuity element in terms of they know the players. But obviously, they were part of a management team that weren't getting results. So it'd be quite interesting to see how that unfolds. Workington, yeah, they've lost four of the past five. They did have that great win at Lancaster, which gives you a bit of hope. They've been a little bit more difficult to beat away from home. They dug out two goalless draws not so long ago against Hyde and then Nantwich, which are two very, very creditable draws. So there's a little bit of hope there, but they are adrift, aren't they? Like, you know, they're 7 points from a position of safety, so they've not got a lot of wriggle room. They've got plenty of games, but they won't want that gap to get much wider. Gavin Skelton obviously not had much time yet to kind of make an impact, so we need to wait and see what he can do. But this is a massive, massive game, and a win for either of them will be really significant, I think.
And we talk about Stafford Rangers having negative momentum. Mickleover Sports have got positive momentum, two straight wins.
Yeah.
They're taking on Stalybridge Celtic this weekend. Stalybridge, 9 points from the playoffs. They played the same number of games as Scarborough. So if we talk about Hyde United being a bit of a dark horse for the playoffs, you've got to consider Stalybridge to be the same.
Yeah.
But a win for Mickleover could take them, if they turn the goal difference around, could take them up to 15th above Hensford. So it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots to be encouraged by at Mickleover. The two wins were great wins. They were wins against direct rivals at the bottom, Marine and Stafford. So that's always important when you're in battle at the bottom. There's been some really encouraging signs. Like I said, they were 2-0 down against Stafford, came back to win 3-2. A couple of weeks ago, they were 2-0 down at home back to Bamber Bridge, came back to get a draw. So John McGrath really encouraged that there's that fighting spirit there, which is going to be so important if they are going to dig themselves out of it. Stalybridge, we don't seem to mention them much because they've kind of been in the middle of the table, but they've had not a bad few weeks as well themselves. They were really, really unlucky to lose at South Shields a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's a place where everybody's been getting turned over, and it was 2-2 going into the closing stages of that game. So And then they've beaten Grantham and Workington as well in recent weeks. So they're actually in a not a bad little run of form. So they'll be looking at this and going, well, if we can beat a team below us in the table, we might inch up a few more places. So, yeah, keep an eye on them. They're having a not a bad little spell at the moment.
And there's a match in mid-table land, and I think both managers will appreciate me saying that, in Bamberbridge against Grantham Town. Bamberbridge aren't completely out of the relegation battle. But I think we can say Grantham Town have done well of late with Richard Thomas. They've really strung the results together and clawed out some important victories.
Yeah, and they could really put Bamberbridge in the mire this weekend if Bamberbridge aren't careful. Grantham deserve enormous credit. Fair play to Richard Thomas. It was a really difficult start for him, and we were a little bit worried. They looked to be dropping like a stone down the table, and he's really arrested that slide and deserves enormous credit for that. They've won three of the past four games, only lost one of the past five. They're in really good form away from home, three wins in the past four. Great win against Basford on New Year's Day, and that came off the back of an even better win away to Gainsborough on Boxing Day. So they're in really, really good form. That makes them favourites for me to beat Bamberbridge, who are not in good form. No win in four, lost the past two, struggling a little bit at home. They're not. I wouldn't say they were quite in danger just yet, although there's only 5 points between them and Marine. And if I'm making a case for Marine to beat North Ferriby, then that gap could be a lot narrower come Sunday morning. So, yeah, they just need to be a little bit careful.
And finally, we promised you all that we would discuss this fixture last. It just so happens to be quite an important fixture. It's Witton Albion against South Shields. There was a bit of a bump for Witton Albion, that's been arrested somewhat with that win against Nantwich. For South Shields, I think we could say they're title contenders now, can't we?
Very much so, yeah. I had a little look at the bookies' odds this morning, and in quite a few places you can still get South Shields are rated still as favourites. I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that, and I'm not sure they would appreciate that, but it just goes to show how much they've put themselves back in the conversation with a really good run of form. In fact, they're unbeaten in the past 10 Premier Division games. They're in really good form. And one thing that has been notable is they're just starting to turn around their fortunes away from home, which has been a big problem for them this season. They're four unbeaten now away from home. It's not a massive run, but that is the longest run they've gone without losing away from home this season. So they've just started to show a little bit more resilience away from Mariners Park, where, of course, as we've repeated often, they've been perfect so far this season. So that makes them really, really dangerous going into the second half of the season. They did need a late goal to beat Witton back on the opening day, so it was a close game, and I think it's going to be close again. You're quite right that Albion, they really did need that win on New Year's Day because they'd been so unlucky to lose the two games against Warrington and Farsley, not to come out with something. And Carl McCauley made a good point to me after the game on New Year's Day when he said, look, we'd gone 5 unbeaten going into Christmas and then run two of the best teams in the league really, really close. So they did go to Nantwich knowing that, yes, they'd lost, but kind of it not really spoiled, two good performances in those games. So that kind of 5-game unbeaten run rolled into two more good performances. So he was making the point that kind of for the past 5 or 6 weeks, they have been playing really well, and they were able to follow that up with that 1-0 win on New Year's Day. So they will be a very tough nut to crack for South Shields. One thing I would say, though, and if Witton Arts have any chance to put together a run that puts them in the conversation for the playoffs, they have got to sort out their home form. Only North Ferriby have a worse home record in the Premier Division this season. And until that changes, I think it's going to be really difficult for Witton to make a challenge. But, yeah, if they can pick up another good result this weekend, then who knows, because they will have put behind them this really, really tough run of playing the top four teams in the table.
That's a cracking stat, that, by the way, Simo. Well done. Just one final stat from me. Witton Albion currently 14 points behind Scarborough with 4 games in hand. So
it's, they can, once they've kind of got over this hump of games, which has been a really, really tough run, the fixture list is a little bit kinder. So, after they've played South Shields, they then play Matlock and Hyde. So if you're looking at it and going, okay, they're two teams that if you want to finish above them, you're going to need probably to beat them. So January is going to be quite important for Witton, and we'll get a feel for kind of whether it's realistic that they can put this run together.
Well, Andrew Simpson, a job well done, my friend, from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. We'll be hearing from you next week on the monthly discussion show, where we'll probably say the same things over again, but we'll have some extra results to talk about as well for this weekend's matches. Just before you go, just a quick plug for your work, and I'm assuming there's only one place you're going to be on Saturday afternoon, and that's not the bowls or the darts.
No, I will be at Winter Park to have a little look at Southshields, as I'm looking forward to, and obviously I'm reporting on Witten this weekend. So northwestguardian.co.uk will have all the build-up and all the reaction, and whilst the game's going on, at @Simo_on_sport on Twitter.
And a big thank you to Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian for joining us on this week's show. Also, a big thanks to James Hayes, Paul Connolly and the media team up there at Whitby Town. And, of course, all the managers who've come on this week's show too. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's @NPL Show. I should say a brand new Evo Stick East West show will be coming your way on Friday evening. This month, that's got interviews with the management at Morpeth Town, Pontefract Colls, Loughborough Dynamo, Radcliffe Borough, Runcorn Linnets and Atherton Colls. Look out for that one on Friday evening. But for this week's Evo Stick NPL show, I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. Yeah. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.